Well, as you can tell, Slumdog Millionaire is a multicultural, bilingual production. Bilingual as in Hinglish, Hindi, and English. As NPR's Bilal Qureshi reports, Hinglish is not just the new language of urban India, it also represents a new movement in Indian cinema.
Epic melodramatic musicals are one of India's national pastimes. You know, those colorful, lavish song and dance spectacles Bollywood churns out by the hundreds every year. The gritty independent films of British director Danny Boyle couldn't be more different. But when critic Asim Chabra saw Boyle's R-rated Slumdog Millionaire, he had an immediate reaction.
When I was watching Slumdog, again and again, I kept saying to myself, my God, this is just like watching a Hindi film.
That might be because it features two Bollywood stars and a sweeping soundtrack written by Bollywood's leading composer. But Slumdog Millionaire joins a growing catalog of Hinglish films.
And what these films also do is they take a little bit of emotions from Bollywood, they take a little bit of sensibilities of Western films, and they mix them together.
The breakout Hinglish film was Monsoon Wedding in 2001.
Yeah, Kukmo, this is too much. Huh? This is no time for family members to arrive.
Arre bhaiya, it's only 4 o'clock. Abhi late kahan hai? Aap bhi yun tense ho jate ho. Just relax.
Monsoon Wedding's screenwriter was Sabrina Dhawan.
You know, if you want to make a film now which is authentic and truthful to the way urban Indians speak, it has to some extent, be in Hinglish.
In addition to being honest about how people speak, Monsoon Wedding was honest about how people live in India. It touched on themes that are never addressed in the Bollywood fantasies, themes like poverty and sexual abuse. Then there was the story of Indian immigrants in Britain whose pesky daughter wanted to bend it like Beckham, and a Bollywood starlet looking for her Mr. Darcy in Bride and Prejudice. And this month, there's another Hinglish film opening in the U.S. It's called Loins of Punjab. It's set in an Indian immigrant community in New Jersey, where a ragtag mix of South Asian immigrants is trying out for an American Idol-style singing contest. The catch? They're all singing Bollywood songs.
Little more sexy, like this, huh? Chura liya hai tumne jo dil ko.
Chura liya hai tumne jo dil ko.
Excellent, excellent.
Excuse me, I'm with Guruji, can I call you back?
Director Manish Acharya is a little concerned about the commercial viability of his film, a film that might have limited appeal in both India and the U.S.
My co-writer and I, when we wrote it, actually, we thought to ourselves, like, how many people would there be in this world who would like Woody Allen and like Hindi film songs? And we thought, okay, there are probably 7 of us in the world, 2 of us are writing it, so there might be 5 people who come see it.
Monsoon Wedding screenwriter Sabrina Dhawan says what's important about Slumdog Millionaire is that it's a Hinglish film directed by a Western director.
It's not just about the Indian filmmaker or the Indian actor who wants to come to America to become successful, but it's also that there is reciprocity and there are filmmakers from the West who want to make films in India and about Indians, very much set in an Indian setting.
And if that back and forth process yields a hit, you can expect there will be more Hinglish films coming soon to a theater near you. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.
You can watch clips from Loins of Punjab at npr.org.